with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia strikes the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia near a nuclear power plant, which the U.S. would like to designate as a neutral zone.
City workers and residents move and carry debris while emergency responders talk to a local resident after the attacks. The strike killed a 69-year-old woman and injured at least 23 people, including four children, according to the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. During daylight, Russia had hit the southern Ukraine city of Zaporizhia with two massive aerial glide bombs, a retrofitted Soviet weapon that for months it has used to lay waste to eastern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Education Department will resume collections on student loan debt. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's simple. People who take out loans must pay them back, including students.
The student loan portfolio controlled by the federal government is nearly $1.6 trillion. But fewer than 4 out of 10 borrowers are in repayment. This is unsustainable, unfair, and a huge liability for American taxpayers. Debt cannot be wiped away. It just ends up getting transferred to others. So why should Americans who didn't go to college or went to college and responsibly paid back their loans pay for the student loans of other Americans?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has unveiled a massive overhaul of the State Department. The plans revealed Tuesday would eventually reduce staff in the U.S. by 15%. While closing and consolidating more than 100 bureaus worldwide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,016 points. The Nasdaq rose 429. This is SRN News. Atheists are going after Deion Sanders.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have approved several bills that would expand the use of Christian texts in public schools and roll back the LGBT agenda. Those measures, which passed with overwhelming majorities, would mandate the display of Ten Commandments in the public schools, ban drag shows, prohibit teachers from displaying gay pride flags, and allow chaplains to volunteer as school counselors. This is SRN News. California sequoias may be heading east.
Arborists are hoping to transform vacant land on Detroit's east side by planting giant sequoias, the world's largest trees. Detroit is the pilot city for the giant sequoia filter forest. The nonprofit Archangel Ancient Tree Archive is donating sequoia saplings that will be planted by Arboretum Detroit to mark Earth Day. Archangel also plans to plant sequoia groves in Los Angeles, Oakland, California, and London. Sequoias are resilient against disease and insects, but the California natives have become vulnerable to even hotter wildfires on the West Coast. John Scott reporting.
Texas has more than 600 known cases of measles as the outbreak in the western part of the state approaches the three-month mark. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.